Well, I don't know where really to begin. Except that during my childhood, I've always been rather artistic. I guess what you'd say it would start in my childhood. I'd draw these people, and they'd have big heads and large, dark, almond-shaped eyes. Very sad-looking eyes. And I just remembered recently that, you know, I kept doing that. And during the 80s, like, my name's Allison, and during the 80s, my mother had been noticing these lights in the sky, and she'd been observing them quite often from our house through her bedroom window. And I didn't really think nothing of it either way, you know, good, bad, or otherwise. And that was about the first time I really, you know, started experiencing these things. The lights in the sky and that. And, you know, I saw them a couple of times, and I was out walking with a girlfriend of mine. And we both saw this orange ball off into the sky, and it was near my house. We were walking from her house to mine. And she noticed it first, and then when I saw it, it just shooted off. Off into the direction of the airport of where we're staying. And I know it wasn't an airplane. An airplane does not look like an orange ball. And it was around dawn, around the summer months, May or June, something like that. And that same year, my mother had an experience with, she was looking out my bedroom window with our dog, and this big clear object whizzed past her head and around the area where we were staying and then just disappeared. And it was either the same day or a few days after that, I can't really remember the time frame, that me and the same girlfriend were walking, and this clear, bubble-like thing just whizzed by us, circled around us, and took off. Now, my girlfriend went spastic, that's the way she is, and me, I just went, okay, what was that? I take things rather calmly. And that was in maybe 87, yeah, around 87, May or June 87. And after that, my mother and I, we decided to move out to BC. And the one real big incident that I really remember, event, whatever you want to call it, I was working for an agency that hired out extras to companies like 21 Jump Street, that produced 21 Jump Street, and Wise Guy. And I was an extra. I was working odd hours, like from 8 in the morning to 3 in the morning the next day. And it was during one of these times, I was waiting offset. My mom had to come pick me up from Maple Ridge, BC, which is just outside of Vancouver. I was on UBC campus. And I was waiting for my mother to pick me up. And I noticed her car driving up, and there was this light up above it. This really bright white light. And when I went to bend down and go into the car, I saw the object. It was quite high in the sky, but close enough for me to see. It was quite large, as a matter of fact. And it had, like, what you would call maybe portholes where the light was coming out of. But the light was really bright white light. I don't know if you've ever been in a nursery in a hospital, but when a baby has jaundice, they shine the ultraviolet light on the baby to get rid of the jaundice, and that's the color of the light this was, but intensified. And my mother took one look at my face, and she said I had gone completely white, and I just got in the car and said, "Mom, drive." Now, the drive from UBC campus to our home in Maple Ridge would have taken maybe an hour and a half at most. During that whole time, we kept looking out of our windows, and it was following us. It was dead right up above us. And we noticed that the guy in the car in back kept looking out his window and wondering what in the world this was, and we could see the expression on his face. And then nothing. The next moment, I was sitting beside my mom in the car, and we were driving into our driveway in our home in Maple Ridge. We got inside, and my stepfather at that time said, "Where in the world have you been? I've been worried sick about you." And she picked me up at maybe 2:30 in the morning. And as I said, the drive should have only taken about an hour and a half. We didn't arrive home till maybe around 5. Where those extra hours went, I don't know. Michelle has the drawing I drew of the ship, if you want to call it that, UFO. And then recently, it's now 1993, a movie came out called The Vanishing. I'm not saying it has anything to do, or that The Vanishing, not The Vanishing, The Fire in the Sky. That's what the movie is called. I'm not saying that the movie influenced me in any way. I told my fiancé that when he rented it, that I didn't really want to watch it. But I watched the first part of it. And the first part of it, when the guy sees the orange flame in the woods where they were working, and then the one guy jumped out of the truck, and all of a sudden the bright light shines right on him and he's frozen. It brought back flashes of things for me. All through my life, from around 15 on to my age now, I'm 22. I've had multiple miscarriages, but no fetus, as far as we could tell, in the what came out. And just when I watched this one part in the movie, I asked my fiancé to stop the tape. I couldn't watch it anymore. And I came over and I talked to my mom. Flashes, images started coming back. I remembered seeing faces. The men I was drawing when I was a little girl. Still draw to date. Or people. I couldn't really tell their sex. And now I'm drawing images, subconsciously, I believe, of people with elven features. They have the large eyes. They range from a blue to a violet in color. They have very pale, pale hair, almost like an albino's. They're very thin and bony. And I just know that I have children that are half human and half alien. This does bother me to some extent, because all this time I thought I was having miscarriages. The doctors were saying that I've got two confirmations from two doctors saying that because of my tilted womb, my low cervix, that if I ever conceived, I would never be able to conceive full term, or that it would be hard for me to conceive. I have less than 50% chance of conceiving. But I do know I have children. It's not a figment of my imagination. I just know. And my mother was with me. After this, she had a nervous breakdown, the incident in the car. We went to get into the car one day, and she wanted to drive it out of the driveway. We're right in the middle of the street, and she couldn't drive it any further. She just stopped dead in her tracks, started crying, and said, "I can't drive. I can't." And me, having no license, haven't even driven a car before, had to get out, get my mother, put her around the passenger side, and drive the car back in to our driveway. She was put in the hospital. You know, I phoned up a friend. They came, and they put her in the hospital. And I've had nervous breakdowns. When I was younger, I figured it was because of me miscarrying and the shock of me finding out that I may not be able to carry full term. I may not be able to have children. That was why I was having the nervous breakdowns, or so I thought. But I want to backtrack a bit here. When I was around 12 or 13, my mother, she had been having troubles with colds, migraine headaches, bloody nosebleeds, all through her life, from since I can remember, since I was born anyway. And just this one time, you know, she blew her nose, and out came this object. If you've ever seen the crystals that are going around nowadays, meditation crystals, whatever you want to call them, it was sort of six-sided like that, but very, very tiny. Maybe about the width, a little bigger, the width a little bigger than a needle. But it was just as long. You know, you figure she'd feel something like this that was shoved up her nose and she blew it out. And these incidents remain in my mind. I'm not apprehensive about UFOs. Well, I am apprehensive, but I'm not scared of it. It's just that if they wanted to have children with humankind, I would like consent first. I would like to know my children. And if they were to do this, make it a test tube baby. It really hurts to know that you're miscarrying. You've had a child in you, and you've miscarried it, and you've lost it. It hurts physically and emotionally. It reacted just like a miscarriage. You know, I'd have the pains of the miscarry, and then I'd have the rush of blood and the hemorrhaging, but there'd be no fetus. Nothing to take to the doctor except blood. And I've had it confirmed by doctors that I have had miscarriages, but they're still wondering, where is the fetus? There is none. And during those times I've had those miscarriages, I've had maybe four. Only twice in my life did I have boyfriends. And during that time, I did not have sex with anybody else in between those times. And that's when the miscarriages, a couple of the miscarriages, occurred. So I'm sitting here myself wondering how in the world I got pregnant when I was nobody of the opposite sex. But the images keep flashing in my mind. The little people, you know, they're maybe about 4 foot at the most. But then the elven people tend to be a little taller, skinny, as I said, almost emancipated, anorexic looking. But very pretty. It's their eyes that get you. That's all I can really remember. If I get more flashes, I'd be happy to tell you about them. I even drew one picture for Michelle here, and I will draw him another of the elven people that I see. Thank you.